Oh, what a beautiful afternoon. Oh, what a beautiful day. And today in particular, I'm out here with my wheelchair, my wagon wheelchair, and the only wheelchair that I ever want to use in my life. And it makes me so grateful and so thankful for my legs that work. There's a great question. Are you appreciative of all of your body that's healthy, fit and strong? And if you have strong legs, regardless of what they look like, whether they're big or little, fat or skinny, whether they've got cellulite on them or they're gorgeous, if you can use your legs, would that be something to be grateful for? And I ask that question because in my circle of influence, I have lots of people who are in wheelchairs. And what's really interesting about that is that even though their legs don't work, they're positive, happy, optimistic, achieving people. They're Paralympians, they snow ski, they play basketball, they play rugby league in a wheelchair. They live an example of a happy, positive life, even though their legs don't work, which would make it very, I think, disrespectful of me if I were to ever complain about my legs. And a lot of people do complain about their legs, don't they? Oh, my legs are fat, or they're too short, or I don't like my legs. But imagine having legs that don't work. An interesting story about excuses and you can even if people say it's not possible. One of my students at the Max International Colleges wanted to be an exercise professional even though her legs don't work and she's in a wheelchair. She has a collapsible wheelchair and, for example, if she's got to go up some stairs, she just folds up the wheelchair, puts the wheelchair between her legs, literally between the upper part of her body because the lower part of her legs don't work, and she dips herself up the stairs. If people offer to help, she says, no, this is a really good workout for me. She's taken something that other people would consider to be a disability and she's turned it into just a normal part of life. She gave me the best workout ever. She was one of the best exercise professionals at her final exercise session to become qualified out of all the people that have ever trained me. What an amazing young woman. Another interesting and very respectful story about wheelchairs. One of my students, and we teach at the Max Colleges, if you really want to understand what somebody's going through, how could you possibly understand it if you haven't been through it yourself? So he decided that he would, he hired a wheelchair for the day and he spent the day in a shopping centre on the Gold Coast as a person who's in a wheelchair. Now he's a young man, he's good looking, he's perfectly capable of walking around, but he wanted to see what it was like and how he would be treated if he was in a wheelchair. He shared with us, very sadly, unfortunately, that throughout the day people treated him very disrespectfully. People assumed that because he was in a wheelchair that his brain didn't work. He said people patted me on the head, they spoke slowly, they offered to give me money, they treated me as if I was a second-class human being. Now that's his quote and his experience. But is it something that we should be aware of, that if we see somebody that is in a wheelchair that we don't just assume that there must be something wrong with their brain? And even if there is something going on with somebody's brain, It's another person with a different life experience. Wouldn't it be great if the whole world was respectful of everybody, regardless of all the different things that people get judged for? Another interesting thing to consider about wheelchairs, my mother at 74 years of age was diagnosed with advanced osteoporosis, and the orthopaedic surgeon shared with her that she would go from a walking stick to a walking frame to a wheelchair because she had bone thinning disease. Her bones would become so thin that they would break inside her body, which means she had to be in a wheelchair. Well, I'm an exercise professional. My gorgeous husband, Kayman, has a master's degree in exercise and health science, and he just refused to allow that to happen to my mother. Thank goodness. So as soon as she was diagnosed with advanced osteoporosis, apart from the fact that he threw her whole concept of being in a wheelchair away, he threw away her walking stick, and she started at the age of 74 to do strength training, to do boxing, swimming in the ocean in the wild surf on the Gold Coast. She was running on the soft sand. She was walking up and down stairs to get strong and fit and healthy. Now, my mother died. Everyone else in her family died under the age of 60 from a heart attack, and my mother had coronary heart disease, type 2 diabetes, osteoporosis. She was overweight. And yet my mother, from strength training, keeping her bones strong from punching, which obviously puts pressure through your bones. She loved to do boxing. My mother died peacefully in her sleep at the age of 98 without a wheelchair. She never spent any time in a wheelchair. And I'm sharing all of this with you because I'm out here with, as I shared, the only wheelchair that I ever want to see. And I love this. It's a beautiful piece of furniture. But interestingly, I will never sit in this chair because I don't like to sit down. I hate sitting. The human race was never designed. The human body was never designed to sit. And yet the human race has become a population of sitters. We sit in the car and we sit at the table and we sit on the lounge and we sit on the plane and we sit on the bus and we sit, 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 sit. And could it be turning our life to... It's been considered and suggested that sitting is the new smoking because we've become such sitters, such inactive human beings, that our body is wasting away, rotting away because we don't move it anymore. So if you don't want to ever have to be in a wheelchair, if you never want to have to be in a walking frame, if you never want to have to use a walking stick, and there's some things that are accidents and we can't help them, but why would you let your body rot away? Why would you let your body waste away? Why would you allow your body to get old if you don't have to? So from my heart to yours, from all my personal experiences about wheelchairs, would it be a really good idea to set the goal to never be in one? And if you, God forbid, you ever are in one, be aware of the beautiful people that have had horrible things happen to them, but they've turned that horrible experience into a positive one and have become positive, happy, optimistic, solution-finding, respectful people, even though some parts of their body don't work. What a great example to live your life to the max, regardless of what happens to you. So you can always sing every day. Super-duper-doo, how are you? Always amazing. Woohoo!